Sit back, relax, and raise a glass, for spirits coming from the past. Sip on salt while your skin crawls with your pre-haunting wolf having a ball. Troop was home and Washington rule, with guests and spirits in your favorite pools. Gather the others, no hesitating. The moment's approaching, it's now time to sing. Hogs and hogs, hogs and hogs, crack open the can and fill to the top. Hogs and hogs, hogs and hogs, this is your podcast and it's called Hogs and Hogs.
No matter where you're joining us from, welcome back to our realm. This is the Haunts and Hops podcast. We cover all things paranormal while devouring the most delicious craft beer on God's green in the United States of America. Thanks to our sponsor, Tavor. Follow at Tavor, of course. Follow us at Haunts and Hops. Johnny LaQuasto here with a beverage in my left hand. Let's get to the stars of the show. Oh, I'm at Jay Quasto on the socials, by the way. But let's get to the stars. She's a veteran paranormal investigator, former team member of Ghost Hunters. She's a wealth of knowledge and currently holding her insane cat, Colin. Find her at Ashley Trobe on the socials. You know her, you love her. We love her. And her hair is different again. Ashley Trobe.
It's always different. Oh, it's peacocking when I do that.
I love the flock of seagulls that you're going on right now.
And she ran. She ran so far away.
It's a mohawk mullet thing. So, and Colin.
Oh, that's dope, though.
It's like the hairstyle that gives you a little bit of everything, you know?
Yeah.
So it's funny you say that, because when I told my hairstylist that I've been going to for a long time, I was like, oh, I kind of want to keep the length. I kind of want bangs, but I also kind of want to shave it and I want to cut it. I want to do this and that. And she's like, I got you, babe. And I was like, all right, whatever.
What if we did it all?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she did all of it. And so here we are.
She's like, boom, sherbet head. Enjoy.
Yep. And I love it. Enjoy.
We do.
Anastasia's face is so happy looking at your hair. She is certified in paranormal investigation and cryptozoology, lifelong connection to the paranormal. Her one-woman show, 50 Shades of Mixed, will be hitting the earth very, very soon once again. Right now?
I don't know. I just was saying, okay.
Ow! Find her at Anastasia Washington or Anastasia W. She's Anastasia Washington.
Hello! I don't know what I'm doing with the accent. All right. Bye.
Do it. Do it. It was exciting to put up the episode last week from WonderCon. I mean, we had the YouTube link up and it's gotten a lot of views, but it was really cool to put the audio version up because goddamn, that was such a good episode.
It was so fun. Just like have us back all the time.
Yeah. Tell WonderCon. Actually, we got to make a play for Comic-Con now. You know, we got to just keep the train a-truckin'. Is that the phrase? It might be.
Keep trucking, I think, is a phrase. I don't know that I train. Will.
I don't think you either one of you got that right, but no. I appreciate it.
Let's keep pushing the truck. Let's shuck the truck.
Shuck the truck? Shuck? No.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to shuck.
Choosing to not do this joke.
We're going to shuck this truck all the way to Comic-Con in July. Yes. We just need to get accepted. But it was really cool. Thank you to everyone that did watch or listen to our episode from WonderCon. Let's get to the
again.
Yes, please keep watching. Send it to your friends. Let's get to the beverages. Ashley, you look like you have a pretty sweet can in hand.
Ooh, sweet can.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that at all. Well, whatever. You have
some
a can.
Sweet cans in hands. Hey. All right. Well, I'm doing the typical, but I didn't buy this one. It was given to me.
Gifted.
It is by Lincoln Beer Company. It is a brewery in Burbank. I almost said Brooklyn because I've been watching Falcon and the Winter Soldier all week.
Got it.
It's from Burbank. And it is a hazy double IPA. And I am not a big fan of doubles anymore. I have hit that point in my life where I think I am too old for doubles. This is pretty bomb because it's a hazy. It's delicious. It's called Space Sweater. So obviously, I had to drink it because look how cute it is.
Intergalactic Planetary.
It's so cute. It's at 5 IBUs. It's delicious. Somehow it's vegan. And yeah, I'm enjoying this. It's very good.
Outstanding. Shout out to Burbank. Anastasia, what you got?
Well, I've got a Maple Barrel Qualified, which is a Belgian-style quadruple ale aged in maple syrup barrels.
Get out.
There's a lot to say here. It's from Taxman Brewing.
Did you just say a quad?
Yeah.
Is it the quantum realm?
Whoa! I kind of want to put that on pancakes, yo!
Okay. Please. Okay, can I guess the ABV? That's got to be 12 or higher.
You could guess.
11.2.
You're doing a quad with a little maple, and it's a small boy.
Okay, so wait. What did you say? You said 11?
Ashley says 11.2. I'm saying 12 or higher.
I mean, Price is Right rules, you're both out. It's 10.
Son of a gun. Okay.
I know.
But I was closer, so I win.
Yeah, you win.
Closer. But it's from Indiana.
Wow.
It is very sweet. It is very, very sweet. Like, I, like, literally, the maple is so strong, I'm like, pancakes. That's what I want, right?
That's fantastic. You know, I thought I had a sweet beer, but it's not going to touch yours. This is actually from Braxton Labs in Newport, Kentucky, and it's called Lemon Pound Cake.
Lemon.
Yeah.
I do like a lemon pound cake.
Lemon pound cake. It's a cream ale with lemon peel and vanilla. It's part of their dessert series. It's only 5.2%, but it's light, it's fluffy, it's delicious. My first beer ever from Braxton Labs. And you know how we get all these beers from places we've never been to?
Where?
I got 6 letters for you, I think. T-A-V-O-U-R.
Yeah, that sounds like 6.
That is 6. I had to think about it, though. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Tavor, find them at T-A-V-O-U-R. Use the code HAUNTS10. That's HAUNTS10, and you will get $10 off your first order that will be delivered right to your door. They put up new craft beers every day on this app. You go on your phone, and you get to see beer that you want. Come on. Get them.
And we're so lucky. Like, they listen to what we say. I told them, like, I'm allergic to nuts. I'm allergic to all these dumb things. Whenever you send me a crate of beer, just like make sure they don't have those things. I said that one time.
Yeah.
And they've never, ever sent me anything that I cannot drink, which is amazing and huge. So Tavor, thank you. Y'all are killing it.
Mm-hmm. They are truly professional. This last order I got might be, I even emailed them a thing. I said, this might be the most creative order that I've ever gotten from Tavor. Like, I look in my fridge now, I am excited to try all these.
And also, like, the artwork of these different ones that I got are just so, like, on par with our show. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I feel like they actually do listen to our show. And, like, I think they listen because they keep sending us stuff that gets more and more into what we're doing every time.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
we love you. We love you.
We love Tavor. And, you know, Haunts and Hops, they go together. I mean, we all love the paranormal. We all love to investigate. We love delicious craft beer. And what's better than kicking back and listening to a ghost story than with a delicious beverage in your hand that you've from a place you've never had before? Come on now.
Let's try. Mm. Called Havon.
You know what's crazy? This lemon pound cake, every sip, it actually gets better. It's really solid, Braxton Labs. Way to go.
How is the lemon? Is it like sour? Is it like a lemon? Or is it like that, I don't know, like lemon flavoring? Or like
it's interesting you say sour. It tastes sweet going down, and there's a slight sour kick at the end of it, which makes, like, if it was sweet all the way, like say maple, it'd be hard to have a bunch. With this, you get like, it kind of kicks back at the end. So it's really just really damn smooth.
I love a citrus.
Well, that's important too, because I'm very picky about lime flavoring in beer. I think
I'm that way with Stone. Banana.
Yeah. Oh. Stone, who I don't dislike, I love a lot of their brand. They somehow have gotten the lime flavor in beer correct. Right? Which is really hard to do. 805 recently did something. I'm sorry, not 805. Firestone all these brands keep trying to replicate lime in beer, lime in some sort of lager, and they never get it right. And for the first time, I had a beer that did. And it was one of the new Stone beers, which was Buena Vesa. And it doesn't taste like fake lime. It tastes it tastes like somebody squeezed a lime into your beer. And it's just phenomenal.
That is interesting. I was going to ask you that because most lime beers are just fake ass.
Oh, yeah. They're terrible. They're terrible. Yeah.
It's like that with cherry and banana. Like, I mean, cherry can be like cough syrupy. Banana can be like that genetically modified one, which apparently I was told is how bananas used to taste. I don't know, because if bananas tasted like that in the 50s, ew.
Yeah, it's creepy.
I don't like it. No. I'm glad they changed it.
But shout out to all these craft brewing companies. We're going to keep plugging you on Instagram as well as on the podcast because we appreciate you. We want to support you. And we also want to support the Supernatural Scoop. Woo. All right. How about, you know, this episode topic is essentially going to be haunted hotels. So here's one that I found this on mysteriousuniverse.org. Because .org is always legit. So, a woman's nightmare leads to a discovery of a secret door to a haunted hotel. And this is in Waxahachie, Texas. She has a salon there, right? And they actually posted a video on TikTok that showed this mirror in the salon being removed, then tearing a hole in the wall, revealing the hidden door. They also discovered a room in the salon that was probably part of an old elevator shaft that was once used in the hotel. So I guess this salon is part of what was once a hotel, is what I'm getting out of it, which is crazy.
That's so funny that that's on TikTok, because I saw another one on TikTok, which was like a New York apartment, and somebody found out behind their mirror there was a whole nother entrance to another apartment.
Ew.
Yeah.
No, that's not haunted. That's disgusting.
Well, nobody was living in it. They just walled it up. And I was like, that's prime space.
Hey, especially in New York. Come on. So here's what happened. Miranda is the woman that they're talking about in the story. Her mother dreamt that on the other side, there were a bunch of dead bodies. So that's not good. But basically, it turns out a haunted hotel is on the other side. And the secret door leads to the Rogers Hotel, which is a long history of paranormal activity. So if you look at the photo, it does look like one of those kind of old-timey hotels. There's an old sign hanging on the side. But on the first floor, it's essentially a salon. But the hotel was constructed back in 1912. Wow, that's incredible. Actually, the first one, 1856, destroyed by a fire, reconstructed 1912. And they say many celebrities stayed there. Frank Sinatra at one point. Professional baseball players, Bonnie and Clyde supposedly stayed there as well, and countless reports of hauntings.
I feel like Sinatra just got around a lot, huh?
Yeah, I wouldn't expect.
I feel like a lot of hotels are like, Sinatra stayed here, and I'm like, he was just going to all these hotels.
Who would have thought he'd be in Waxahachie, Texas? But
right, like, what was he doing there?
Yeah,
I don't need
to. They put a basement in when they rebuilt it in 1912, and the owner's daughter actually drowned in there. And visitors have seen unexplained puddles of water and the apparition of a ghostly child. Also unexplained footsteps, disembodied voices, apparitions, door handle shaking. Yeah, so pretty ballsy place to put a salon. But hey, hopefully the rent is cheap.
Sure. You would think that. But fun fact, my introduction to the paranormal was in Washington. And we were living in Anacortes, Washington. And my grandfather and my grandmother were both hairstylists, cosmetologists, whatever it might be. And they had a salon in our house. And my first paranormal experience was in that house. And I will think about it for the rest of my life. But I remember my grandmother and my grandfather were both already passed away when this happened. And I remember my cousin was staying over And I had to share the room with her. And I was really upset about it because why wouldn't I be? I'm a child. And I remember going downstairs to go complain to my mother. And as I went to go downstairs, I passed the salon that was in the house and this hand reached out and grabbed me by the throat. And I was like, oh, that's not normal. Not cool. And I remember seeing the hand and knowing exactly like what the outfit on that arm looked like and everything. It was just so vivid. And I got into my mom's room and I start sobbing and I'm telling her what happened. And she would not talk to me about it until years later. And years later, it turns out the arm that I was seeing, I remember seeing a blue jacket sleeve and a white cufflink, and just it was so detailed at that time. And it turns out that apparently this cop had fallen in love with my grandmother and killed himself in our house.
No!
And apparently that is what I was seeing. It was super messed up. It was so messed up. And well, I think
but
that
he was being violent towards
towards me.
Yeah. But, I was like, that's not him dying. That's him being a
and that's the thing. Like, I don't my grandparents were already dead at that point. So there's no chance I could have ever gotten the details about what happened. And then my mother is my mother, so I can't really ask her about it either. But that was what she told me. And for years about that house, she would show me all of these photos that they took at the house and these experiences that they would have. And that place was haunted as fuck. So I grew up, I was born into a haunted home. And, my first experience was about a man in a salon that was in love with my grandmother.
And I was going to ask, so you mentioned you remember the way the arm was essentially dressed. Thinking back about it, you find out this guy was a police officer. Would this have resembled a cop's uniform?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So it was a long blue sleeve, right? Like a navy blue. And it reached to mid-center of wrist. And then I saw the white cuff around it. And there was a gold button where like the cuff link would be. It was very, and there was, I do not remember if it was gold. This part, I'm not 100% sure about, but they were like the rings around his wrists, like, whatever it would be. Sorry, I can't remember what it's called. But yeah, it was very, like, once I told my mom, she just
probably went sick pale.
To her stomach. Yeah, yeah. She looked terrified. And she was just like, yeah, like, grandma had a man that was in love with her and he was a cop, and she obviously chose my grandfather, and when she chose my grandfather he was just like, all right, cool, and then just shot his brains out apparently, which is
and
gross.
Did your mom admit to also seeing the did she see the full apparition, or is it just like, so you mentioned the hand, so what happened when it went to grab you? Did it just disappear?
So she didn't see it. So when I was on my way to her bedroom, I had to pass the salon and then turn left to make it to her room. So she didn't see any of it. It was me running past the salon to get to her bedroom. And it wasn't because I was scared of the salon. I was just upset about my cousin. And again, nothing about her. It's just I wanted to fucking sleep in my bed. But as I passed the salon is when the arm like reached out, grabbed me by the throat. I felt it and it pulled me back and eventually let go. And then I kept running into my mother's room, which was like 5-ish feet away from the salon. And I told her what happened. And that's when she was just like, oh, like, I know what that is. But then she would not bring it up again after that. Like, she acknowledged it 100%, was just like, yeah, this was a thing. And then in my 30s, she was just like, what are you talking about? That never happened. But it's weird because, like, I remember it very vividly. My cousin remembers it. My mom remembers it in the moment. But she just won't acknowledge it anymore. But my mom, my sister, our entire family acknowledges that that house was just messed up in every way possible.
Well, yeah, clearly the cop was not stable to begin with, and then he kills himself inside of the house. That's a restless spirit. Now, why he was reaching out to grab you, maybe you reminded him of your grandmother in some way, or maybe he's just...
Maybe there was a violent altercation that you're not aware of, like... I don't know. Like
with my family, who's to say? Like our family's adopted, so I have no idea at this point, like who is who and what's going on. But I do remember that vividly. I know for a fact that it happened. I had confirmations that it had happened. And to this day, I guess I'll never really know the truth of all of it, unfortunately. But that is what got me into the paranormal, was it happened to be a salon that happened to be haunted, that happened to be in my home.
If we ever have a chance to do a live version of this show in front of people.
When we do.
Yeah. Let's remember that story, because I think people will want to hear this story in person. That just blew my damn mind. Whoa, Ashley.
Ashley coming with the trauma haunting, and I love it. Trauma. You know I do.
You're welcome.
Listen, you know, we trauma buddies. I'm here for you. We share the trauma hauntings.
One of my coworkers at work constantly is just like, you should write a book. I'm like, dude, I'm not going to write a book. He's like, but you should write a book, because every day you tell me something and I just can't understand what's happening with you. Thank you.
I take that as a compliment.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, speaking of haunted salons and haunted hotels, do you want to just get into some more?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I want a list of where I should stay next. Thank you.
We got them. I mean, do you have any from this list that you enjoy? There's one that I'm thinking right up the top, but if you want to shout one out.
No, go into it. Go into it.
Is it my house?
Your house, number one. Number two, just by name alone, it's called the Haunted Jailer's Inn Bed and Breakfast in Kentucky. And automatically... I love the sign outside. It says Jailer's Inn. The main part was originally built as a jail in 1797. The front was known as the Old Jail, was built in 1819. And then the backstone building known as the New Jail, built in 1874. The front was then turned into a jailer's residence. The house and jail were used up until 1987. Wow. The building is now B&B, and it's a fun place for visitors to stay. One room with original prison bunks. Oh boy, resembling a cell has been kept, and you could have coffee in the old courtyard where the prisoners would do hard labor and also where they were hanged.
Yay.
Oh, yay. Oh, no. But I do want to stay there like a lot.
So. I would love to stay there. People have reported seeing apparitions, strange noises, bangs, a loud moaning sound, who is said to be a prisoner who died from a painful illness, and many orbs have been seen. So, holy smokes, that's a... That's quite the bed and breakfast. Stay for the pancakes.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of, well, on a smaller scale, that there's a hotel in Boston that is an old penitentiary. And I haven't stayed there, but I've drank there many a times. And you drink in their little tiny cells. And I'm sure that staying there is a pleasure. It's very like modernized, but they like keep the brick and like, you know, jail aesthetic. It's probably very expensive to stay there, I'm sure, because it's like prime Boston, you know. But that's what it reminds me of. I would totally stay there.
I'm excited because I've actually been to a few of the hotels on this list. But I think my favorite is still to this day, and y'all have heard me talk about this before, but the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park, Colorado is on the list, which is where Stephen King wrote The Shining. That's where he got a lot of the influence and the ideas for what he was going to write for the book. And that place is absolutely insane. But in addition to it, Estes Park, Colorado is the prettiest town you'll ever see. Just drive straight into the water and just hope you live. It's gorgeous. But yeah, the I almost said the Glen Tavern. The Stanley Hotel is gorgeous and just ominous when you walk inside. Like once you walk in, you know that you're going into something that is different, I guess I would say. I've had some really cool experiences at the hotel.
Yeah, they say Mr. and Mrs. Stanley are very apparent as far as making their presence known amongst, Lord knows. I mean, the hotel's been around for over 100 years. Mm-hmm. How about you, Anastasia?
I mean, on this list, the one I've been wanting to go to for years is obviously the Lizzie Borden House Bed and Breakfast. I've been wanting to go there forever. I know it just exchanged hands and is still going to be a bed and breakfast, but it was sold and all that stuff. And that is like on the top of my to-do list. I don't know like if they're going to do this like the older company did, but basically the old owners actually gave you like mutton stew for your breakfast or your dinner, just like they ate, which I think is gross, but also I want to do it.
Okay. Explain. You said mutton stew.
Yeah. Mutton stew was the only thing that they really ate at the Borden House because he was very cheap. So he would just make a big, have his, housekeeper make a big pot of mutton stew and they would eat it for every meal. Which is why the Borden sisters were very not happy since they were rich and they were eating old stew.
It's enough to drive the woman. It's enough to drive a daughter to kill some people.
Right. Apparently. Right. Well, amongst other things. Yeah. Like, ooh.
It doesn't take much.
It doesn't take much based on his personality.
Does anyone know what is mutton stew? I've never even heard of this.
Oh, mutton is lamb.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I like lamb, but I guess it would get old after a while.
Like if you're eating it for every meal and it's like this pot that's like being reheated every meal.
Yeah.
I've heard some like even like descriptions and Lizzie described it like as like, you know, it wouldn't always be fresh. It might be gross and we're still expected to eat it. So, yeah.
Do you recall what it was sold for?
No, I don't know how much. No, I don't. I know that it was stipulated when it was sold that it had to be again a bed and breakfast. So,
yeah. Do you feel like the Lizzie Borden House, that would have to be a profitable purchase, right? Because it's essentially evergreen.
I think so, except for I think the area is not
exciting.
It's not that it's not exciting because like, oh, you could go, you know, you could go to get away, right? Like, oh, that's fine. But I just think it's just like, yeah, it's not close to any major, like, it's not a place that it's like your first on your list of places to go to. But if you were trying to get away for a while, like it might be a nice quiet place or whatever, but.
Can I just know, Kwasa, you didn't sound disgusted by the fact that it was mutton stew, which is fine, because, like, lamb, sheep, whatever, delicious. But the idea was that it was a perpetual stew, which means the pot never actually emptied. And so they would just keep adding ingredients more and more and more, and it would never actually stop having ingredients added to it.
Yeah.
So you could be having part of a soup that could be months old and you don't know. So perpetual stew was like a big deal back then because you could just keep adding to it and just hoped it would come out good. And it was really popular, you know, in pubs and medieval inns. And it was a big deal back then because whatever, you just keep adding to it. So mutton stew, you hear it and you're like, okay, cool. But what it really was a perpetual.
Yeah.
And actually looking back on that, that could not only cause, you have enough of that. You can get septic. You can get infected. I can totally see that having a mental effect, almost like, you know, when someone has a urinary tract infection, they get confused. I could almost see something like that. If you're having it consistently, really messing with you psychologically. So that, I'm not saying it would have led to the murder, but.
But it is important to note though, because certain little things like that could be severe food poisoning. You know, like people don't think about that. They hear a mutton stew, it's fine, whatever. They had some whatever. But when you think about what they were eating and how long it had been in the pot for.
Yep.
They could have been legitimately suffering in a lot of ways, not just physically, but mentally.
And they didn't even need to. Like, that's the thing. It's like, it wasn't like they were starving and that this was like a thing that they needed to do, right? Like, that sucks. Like, if that's your necessity, it's like, oh God, I have to, you know, this is all we have. But they had enough to do better.
Wow. That is a fact I never knew. I don't know if you saw this photo. The Crescent Hotel in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. The story here is kind of nuts. So it was built in the early 1800s, used as a college in the 1920s, then transformed into a hospital slash health resort. This is where a lot of the controversy kicks in. So the doctor there was considered to be, one of my favorite words, a charlatan.
Mm.
Yeah. Ooh. The hotel claims to have many spirits, all of which are due to malevolence. All right. In 1885, an Irish stonemason by the name of Michael was killed when he fell from the roof. He died apparently in room 218. There have been a number of reports that claim his spirit switches lights on and off. There's also claims he pounds very loudly on the walls from inside the room. Also reports of a nurse dressed in white that has reported on the third floor. Another spirit is of a Victorian-dressed gentleman who is seen quite often in the lobby bar, which, oh God, could you imagine that? Also, bottom of the stairway, another spirit's rooms 202, 424. One of the most noted spirits, Dr. Baker, the alleged charlatan that ran the hospital health resort. It's alleged the spirit has been seen at the front stairway as well as the old recreation room. It doesn't say why he was a charlatan. Maybe, you know, classic snake oil. Who knows?
Maybe for being a charlatan. I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah. A strong accusation.
Dr. Who's to Baker. Say?
I was trying to find Dr. this Baker. Plantation that I stayed at.
Oh, shit.
Another fun one on this list, though, is the Goldfield Hotel in Nevada, which I have been to as well.
Tell us.
That place was really cool, too. If I remember correctly, I think it actually might be a casino.
You know what? I feel like I recognize this on the outside. One paranormal TV show definitely went here. I just don't remember which one.
I don't remember if that's the one that wound up being a casino or if that wound up being the bank, but I do remember being there. Really interesting place, that's for sure. Not as many paranormal, I had a lot of paranormal experiences, but not a lot of evidence to go off of. So what it comes down to currently is it's a very interesting site, but I couldn't say more than that when it comes to the paranormal aspects.
Okay. It was built over a mine shaft that had gone dry, open in 1908. And back then it was luxurious.
Mm-hmm.
Upper crust were the clientele, they say. You know, here the upper crust used
which
to,
which I'm sure is like one of those. Yeah, like isn't that like kind of like a disgusting statement too? Isn't that mean like you get the best part of the bread or something? I don't know what it means.
That's how I explain my face when it's dry.
Oh, I found out. I found out the origin for the term hush puppies. It is because slaves would fry up whatever extra dough they could get from, and then they would throw it to the dogs when they were trying to escape. So it was called a hush puppy to,
oh my God,
to hush the dogs as they're trying to escape. And I was like, oh,
how is that term still used freely? I had no idea.
Yeah, right? There's so many racist terms.
There's so many. No, that is absolutely true. There's so many, and you find like the origin, you know, like how picnics became like really popular because it was a gathering of watching somebody. You know, it's not great. No. There's not great. It's not great. It's not great. But I can't find the plantation, but my cousin got married at Monticello. And we stayed in a plantation near Monticello. And I just remember staying there and just being so horrified the whole time. Because they had like each room kind of in the style, you know, like with the weird wooden beds. And we were having like tea time in the plantation. And I was like, you know, your relatives, half of them are black.
Yeah.
So,
sorry.
You could have stayed at a Marriott.
I'm okay with the Sheridan down the street, baby.
Yeah, yeah, it was a very expensive wedding.
That's mind blowing. Goldfield, built by this guy, George Wingfield. Here is the story. Many ghosts being reported, especially the most popular woman, Elizabeth. Story goes, she was a woman of the night and was, she was accidentally made pregnant by Wingfield. And when it became noticeable, I don't even want to say this.
You got to say it. You went into it. Oh, God.
Shit. Tied her to a radiator in one of the rooms till she gave birth. This is where she essentially, well, there's two sides of the story. One, she died with childbirth. And the other one is that she was murdered. And the child was disposed of down a disused mine. And now, the ghost is seen wandering around the hotel searching for her child, and the sound of a child crying can sometimes be heard.
Whoa. Yeah.
Animal malevolent male, they think, is Wingfield. Yeah. What a piece of sh.
You think? Yeah. Yeah. No. I'm going to go with a no.
Wow. I'm never one for taunting. But if anyone deserves it, it would be that guy.
Yeah, except for he would just be like a dick back. He would like not really.
True.
There's nothing that, you know, I don't know.
You'd probably wait till you're asleep and then be an asshole.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Do we have any other? We have a lot of hotels in this. Anyone else specifically that you could think of that you want to talk about?
Of hotels.
Because we have one in Michigan, one in Iowa. We got Hotel San Carlos in Phoenix, which I've not seen the Hotel San Carlos. I've been to Phoenix many times. Oh no, this is one that was before the hotel was built. The land was used by Native Americans for worship. Son of a
people are the worst. People are the worst. Mm. I was trying to think of the one that was in Yosemite that is like part of The Shining.
Oh, I've been there.
I've been there a couple times and I'm like, but they use some of the interior for The Shining film. I don't know. It's like when you see it, I was like, oh, like the first time when I was a kid, I was like, it's The Shining. First of all, the fact that I saw Shining as a kid, we'll skip over that.
Yeah,
I was and then it's not that huge. There. Yeah, it's not huge, but that's like where the entrance, like the center where he's like the staircase, that's there, and then the big fireplace is there. Hey. I know. I can't remember the name of it.
Here's a fun one, just based off the guy behind it. I love this. The hotel the Hotel Baker in Illinois. And the hotel was the idea of Colonel Edward Baker. Not really a colonel, but earned himself the honorary title due to his luck on the horses. So.
Huh?
What?
I guess when you make, when you make enough money on the ponies, you could just say, hey, call me the colonel.
I can?
Yes.
I mean, I guess I could do that now. I could be like, you guys call me the colonel. And like, if you respect that, then.
I'll call you the colonel.
I don't want to because now it reminds me of like Kentucky Fried Chicken.
And... Fair enough. Well, this guy had a lot of money. He built the hotel in 1928 using only the interest of a $20 million inheritance, which back then, good Lord, left to him by his sister who was an heiress to a Texaco oil company. He built a very luxurious small hotel. Many famous people over the years, JFK, a Rainbow Room has been the place for many well-known entertainers such as Louis Armstrong and haunted by a former chambermaid who cries. And the linen is known to get messed up in the rooms where the employee's dormitory once stood. So you could definitely see why there'd be some restless spirits. And it's also right next to what looks like a waterfront restaurant, but same building.
That's just me wandering around crying about changing linens.
Messing up the sheets.
I just hate it.
I mean, if you're crying about changing the linens, though, like, don't mess them up, too.
Because then I'm not the one doing it. I'm the one fixing it.
Oh, okay. So they're two separate issues. I get it. No, I didn't get it before.
I would never mess up linen.
So sorry. I'm so sorry.
Would never.
I would never. This Maybe. Is mahogany.
Wow. The oldest hotel in Texas is the Driscoll. And holy smokes, is it huge. And built in the late 1800s. So, of course, it's famous. Wow. It's famous and it's haunted. One of the Driscolls haunted, hanging out. The Houston bride, who was jilted at the altar and came to stay at the hotel, committed suicide while in the bath. Good God almighty.
Over a man? A man?
Crazy, right?
But like, do you know, have you met men? Like, don't do it. They're not worth it. Sorry, Johnny. I mean, you're worth it. I mean, you're not worth it.
No, I ain't. No, I'm not.
No. Have you met men?
That's bananas to me.
Do you know how often I get banned for saying men are trash on any social platform? All the time.
I know. I follow it. I follow like your like banning your bannings. Yeah. Is that a thing?
My sure. I get zucked all the time.
Love it.
Zabans for it.
Love it. Well, this was a fun episode. The best part is we got plenty more to talk about.
Oh yeah.
And also another good story, but I'm going to save for next week. That is a place in Georgia that has a whole story to it. We could actually turn this into half an episode about this place. They say it's a hidden haunt, supposedly. So we'll talk about that.
Okay, but only if I get to sing Georgia is on my mind at least once.
I think you should start the episode off by doing that.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
I think you should end this episode now by doing it.
Fine. Georgia. Georgia, no peace, no peace I find. And you get the rest next week.
That's yeah. right. Well, tell people about you in the meantime.
Oh, you can find me at Anastasia W on Twitter, at Anastasia Wash on Instagram, at Anastasia W on TikTok, Anastasia TV on YouTube. Yeah!
That's right, Ashley.
At Ashley Job on everything. I'm sorry. Boom. I know. Mic I don't drop. Need to follow you, but you're right there. Like, you do it.
Mic drop.
I love you so much.
Nailed it. We are at Haunts and Hops. Of course, use the code HAUNTS10. Get $10 off your first crate of Tavor craft beer. Also, if you have a paranormal experience you want to tell us about, it's real simple. Leave us a voicemail. 818-660-6191. That's 818-660-6191. Leave us that voicemail. And if you want to hear some unreleased, well, now released, Stand Up of Mine, I have a new EP that's 17 glorious minutes. It's called the N3D EP, just at Jay Quasto. It's on every possible social media platform. Feel free to listen to it. Maybe you get some laughs out of it. And that's about all I got.
And buy it and rate it.
Yeah, that'd be nice too. And also buy us and rate us. Rate us. I don't know if you can buy us.
I don't think you can buy us.
No, don't buy us.
You can buy me. Please do. Please actually go for it.
We'll bid on Ashley, rate us 5 stars, and we appreciate you. And with that said, it's time to say goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed it, tell a couple of friends and please rate and review the show on whatever platform you're listening on, especially if it's iTunes and Apple Podcasts. We appreciate you.